Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today we're doing the continued subject of explaining evangelism, and I'm doing part 10 of a 10-part series. And the topic today is, what do we do now? When I turn to James chapter 1, verse 22, it says to be doers of the word, not only hearers of the word, deceiving ourselves. We all need to have training and teaching on evangelism, but that does not replace the practice of going and doing just like the disciples did. We will make mistakes, yes, and we'll have failures, but as long as we learn from them, that's what God wants us to do. With each new experience, you will grow, which will equip you for the next opportunity. When do we start or when do we go? Now. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you opportunities to share your faith with somebody. Listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit throughout your whole conversation and meeting with that person. Let me now give you some helpful guidelines when you're doing evangelism or stepping into evangelism. Point one, smile at people. People in the world have nothing to smile about. You do. You have good news, so smile and they will see it in you and they will want to know what you've got to smile about. Point two, listen to people. Learn the art of listening in a conversation when you are talking to somebody. This shows them that you are interested in them and it will allow you to speak back into their lives. Point three, admit when you do not know something. When you do not know the answer to a question, admit it. This shows the other person that you are honest and this will impress them. You can always find the answer later and share it with them. Point four, keep your conversation on Jesus. Always come back to Jesus. Do not become sidetracked or diverted, and this can happen during a conversation. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there was no other name under heaven given unto men by which we must be saved. Point five, be determined. Be determined to go and let nothing stop you. When you make a decision to go, it will surprise you on how things will come up at the last moment to try and stop you. And I've had this experience over the years too. Point six, pray. As we learn to pray and spend time in prayer, we will become sensitive to God's heart and the calling to win the lost. Ask the Holy Spirit to bring you people who need to hear the good news. Point seven, develop sensitivity in your spirit. As you are witnessing to somebody, listen for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Ask him silent questions about the person to help you reach their heart. I've done this many times when I'm talking to people or in conversations or even preaching or teaching. I ask leading for the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that if we are the sons of God, sons, not son, but the sons of God, we are led by the Spirit of God. In other words, the Spirit of truth will teach us what to say and what to ask questions. Point eight, be doers, of course, James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, not only hearers, but deceiving yourselves. And what do? We preach the gospel to a dying world. God wants us not just to hear the word of God and sit in our churches, but he wants us to be doers of the word. The Bible says in the book of Mark, go into the world and preach the gospel. God wants us not only to hear the truth, hear the word of salvation, but to go into the world, be doers, go into the world and preach the gospel and share the gospel. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18, we read, and Jesus said unto them, go into the world and preach the gospel or the good news to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. A final note on evangelism. It's a very important ministry, and everyone in the body of Christ is involved in it. If you're born again, God says, go into the world, preach the gospel. It's a very important thing. There's a world out there of many, many people who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And because they're born into this world, they're born into an unrighteous spiritual condition which blocks and stops them going into heaven when they die. And God wants us to preach the word of truth, to preach life, which is the faith in the word of God. It is up to the believers to go into the world, to use evangelism as a tool to reach the lost, knowing full well that they're preaching the truth and eternal salvation, knowing also that the Holy Spirit is empowering them, watching over them to do evangelism. It's not by their strength. It's not by their strength. It's by His Spirit, says the Lord. Thank you for being with me through this subject. I hope it's helped you to start going into evangelism or to take the first steps. You'll be very surprised that you will grow as you step forward and lay hands upon the sick if you can, or pray for people during evangelism. You'll get opportunities when you're on the street to pray for the sick. All these sorts of things will come your way, and it's the experience that God wants you to have. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.